Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Oh, my goodness, this Capricorn parade has been whacking me. Anybody that's born late in July or has a lot of planets in that sector, wow. Yeah. But you know what? The amazing thing is the Groundhog Day. It is a Super Bowl. And we have this rare, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's like 02022020. It's what they call a palindrome. It hasn't occurred to the year 1111. We read both numbers, all the numbers, front and back, and they're the same. So somehow this is a special day. I'm not sure exactly how, but pretty crazy.
These are interesting times we do live in. And, you know, especially right now with the full foundational shifts. Remember that tonight, which is what everybody's mind game is blowing it, is Mercury is at 29 degrees, okay? So basically, it's in conjunct your sun, so your head's whacked out anyhow today. But this Aquarian crazy critical degree Mercury is really getting people to really transform and change and to see, envision and see the future. But there's some crazy stuff. If you're looking today at things, people will shake their head at the crazy that goes on today. It's really kind of interesting. So I think those Super Bowl games are going to be quite fascinating and colorful and memorable and one of those that, you know, will stick with people for a long time as a result of that critical degree Mercury.
Exactly. Well, tonight, I like the Taurus moon being in its exaltation, okay, and forming double trines, both Saturn and Pluto and Capricorn, and sextile to Venus and Pisces. I was like, yeah, I did a lot of creative things today. But people I was talking to, it was tough. It was tough because I'm stressed out a little bit because of my transits, and they are stressed out, so I can step in with them. But really, just because I know all this doesn't mean I'm immune, people, okay? Holy moly.
What I really like about this is because we look at it in two-dimensional form here and go, oh, wow, well, that's really fascinating. And then when you're experiencing it in the middle of it and it's 3D form, it's like, well, wasn't really what I expected for that, but it fits well within that.
I know, it's kind of interesting.
You know, expect the unexpected here, you know, because that's what happens with this.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's weird. Now, you know they say if you lose a day, you lose a friend. If you gain a day, you gain a friend. When I went to put up this advertisement for the show tonight, I was looking at the lunation coming up next week. I wrote all that and realized, no. It's the 2nd of February. What are you doing? I'm like, really? Let me back myself up. I'll save that for next week and then walk into this week. So I don't know if I've lost or gained like 7 friends, but something's going on here.
Holy moly. it's really cool because we're in such a transition period. And, you know, the one challenge of this is that Mars is squaring Venus, and it's squaring Neptune that's conjunct Venus. And the challenge right now as far as actions are a little nutty, okay? Pisces is very fluid. So if you wait another minute, you might see a different view is what I'm going to say with that. You know, a square we have to walk through slowly and examine and make sure we take the right steps. And Venus conjunct Neptune says envision that. Envision where you're going. Don't lose track in the drama of the crazy of what's manifesting in front of you. But keep your eye on that vision of where you're going. And I like that square to stabilize this little bit of craziness that's been going on.
Yes. Yes. And you know what? The interesting thing, too, is that a lot of people are calling me because they're just feeling so overburdened. Both the past eclipses had a parade in Capricorn. So they're just feeling all this responsibility, all things they don't want to drop the ball on. And the trines with the moon today, I was happy about that. All the people I've served over the last week or so, I mean, I was happy for that.
You know, the universe does give you breaks every once in a while. It gets intense and then takes a little break and eases off and gets intense and breaks a little piece off, you know. So, you know, there are times for rest, and especially this next month. I'm going to tell everybody, move slowly, move like mud. Okay, because that's really going to be important this next year, this next month, with all the shifts and changes that are going on this next month. So if something baffles you, stop, wait, let it percolate a little bit until you can really get the full flavor of what's going on.
So what do you think about this upcoming Mercury retrograde?
I think it's time to clean things up. How about that? I think it's a good time of shedding.
All right, then.
Yeah, I really do. I think it's a good time of shedding things that are old and from the past to really take and clear the path for something new, something recreating something new. You know, that's really where I'm at with this. It's going to be interesting how things play out all the way around because we have free will. Okay, and, you know, here again, we can choose to make things stronger and enforce things stronger, but that doesn't mean that it's going to work to our benefit in the long term. And I think all of this is all about looking at that big picture in the long term and going, does this match my values and beliefs? Does this work for that? And if it doesn't work for the goal you're looking at, discard it, set it down. So I'm not going to deal with it, and go focus on things that are going to help you along in your way. That's what I think about it.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you so much for that insight. That's great. I love you. We have a bunch of people on hold. It's a Super Bowl. The groundhog came through today for an early spring here in Roanoke. Thank you. And this whole interesting thing about it being like 2/02/2020 is amazing too. There's a lot going on today, even though it's not like a significant lunation. It's something that touches numerology and it touches what we're going through right now and a big change in this year that lies ahead, which I love. But again, I'm just trying to do my personal best every day, and I have. When I brought my chart up on screen, I couldn't even count the angles. Okay. I said, okay, I'm a little stressed out. I guess I'm supposed to be. That's okay. Anyway, you want to take a caller? Are you ready for a caller?
How about we do that?
All right, love. Thank you. Air code 205, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for taking my call. We are still saying Happy New Year. It seemed like that's right. We are still saying Happy New Year. Even though we're in February, it is still fairly new. I just remember saying Merry Christmas and then Happy New Year, and here we are in February, so time waits on no one.
That's for sure. I know this voice. Who is this?
I'm sorry, my name is Patricia, and I have a love question. My birthday is February the 6th, 1973, and his birthday is February the 28th, 1963. And we are reconnecting. We were together about 5 years ago, 2 years ago, and that was 2 years ago, and now we have reconnected. And I just want to know, what do you ladies see around it? I was born in Birmingham. He was born in Birmingham.
Can we go back? You said February 6th, what year?
1973.
And what time were you born?
6:39 p.m.
And what city?
Birmingham.
Alabama?
Yes.
All right.
You should live there?
I do, yes.
All right then.
Okay.
You've called him before, right? I'm trying to find you because I have just upgraded my system. It's my problem.
Oh, I couldn't find her.
I think this is my first time calling.
Yeah, I think it is too because I don't have her.
All right, let's start over again.
Save.
I'll put you at Patricia 22, okay? So.
Okay. Patricia 2 6. 1973, Birmingham, Alabama, 6:39 p.m.
Ooh. Interesting. I have to look at this relationship, but I pulled up your solar return because you're going to have your birthday here soon, okay? And in actuality, the sun returns back to the same exact spot as when you were born the next day. Early in the morning, but the next day at 4:39 a.m. So technically, your birthday this year is on the early morning hours of February 7th. So, but one of the things I like about this is that Jupiter is in your first house, okay? You also have Pluto and Saturn, but those two are conjunct, and they're dancing together for a while. But Jupiter sits right on your first house, and your sun sits there. And what that does is it makes you lucky this year, okay?
Hmm.
So it's all about trust and faith and going, okay, I'm setting new foundations here, and I'm going to have trust and faith in this, that it's going to work out. Because you have a Mars in Sagittarius in your 12th house, and that is in conjunct your Cancer moon this year. Okay, and that's a fine line to walk because you can shoot yourself in the foot at points in times by becoming overly emotional and not waiting the situation out and trusting that something good is going to come out of it. It's kind of like a reactionary year for you this year. You have Mercury in Pisces and Venus in Pisces this year, so it's all about the intuition with the Cancer moon and that and feeling what is right for you. But move slowly this year is the number one thing I'm going to say. Now, the other question I have for you before I give this to Aphrodite is, what is this guy's birthday?
His birthday is 2/28/63.
And would you know what time he was born?
I'm not sure what time he was born.
Okay, and what city was he born in?
Birmingham also.
All right. Now, what do you think, Aphrodite?
I can't get it on screen.
Really?
I don't know if I'm saying Burlingham. I'm not getting it. I can't find it.
B-I-R-M-I-G-H-A-M?
Mm-hmm. Say again?
Yes.
BIRMINGHAM.
It's not coming up.
Oh,
try
you're
again.
Having a...
B-U-R... B-U-R...
This is,
B-I-R...
I can't...
Oh, okay.
I can't hear either one of you right now because you're both talking, okay? Come back with me, okay?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Patricia. Tell us how to do it.
You need to spell it again?
Yes, please.
Yes, ma'am. BIRMINGHAM.
I don't know why I can't bring it up. I can't. B-I-R.
B-I-R. R. M-I-N. G. H.
It's not even giving me...
How about going to Alabama? When you pull it up, pull up Alabama and look in Alabama. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
On the side where the state is. Sometimes,
all right.
And I'm going to tell you, sometimes these computers have fluke things and weird things happen. So this is just a weird, freaky thing is what it is. So it's one of those hiccups in the thing, I'm betting.
Okay. Got it.
So I'm going to tell you a little bit about this relationship while she's taking a look at this.
Okay.
Okay. I like this relationship. It's an interesting relationship for you. Okay. His Venus is conjunct your Jupiter. His Jupiter is in your seventh house, the one-to-one relationships, marriage, and partnerships. His Sun is in your seventh house. But mainly he has his Sun conjunct Chiron. Okay. So it's interesting in his life because these little shifts and changes all of a sudden do things. So he's a little jerky of a guy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But he's really honorable. Okay. And I'm just talking about a few of the conjunctions. It's really interesting, a very interesting relationship because you're not alike, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Each one of you have your differences in your personalities. However, there are some things that really work well together. His Mercury-Saturn conjunction in his chart is conjunct your Sun Mercury conjunction, okay? So there's a lot of growth between the two of you, and there's a lot of understanding. Your heads go in the same direction. And so here again, I'm going to say this because actions speak louder than words. So even though the two of you, I feel, can communicate well, I feel that your actions are going to deem more of how he's going to come closer or away from you, okay? What I am going to say about this is that you got to be best friends, okay? I like this relationship because it helps each one of you grow in a different way. He really makes you look at life in a different perspective, and you vice versa, okay? So I'm going to say go for it, but go for it slowly, okay? Make that friendship last stronger, okay? What do you think, Epidette?
Well, I'm looking at their chart right now, and I tell you one thing, and this is like, for some reason, my computer is just not working right tonight, and I'm not sure why. I'm sorry, Patricia. But I'm going to bring you up now, and I'm going to tell you what I see for you.
Okay.
Without the
Thank
relationship
you.
Right now. And
you
know, you're in a situation right now where your chart, you have Jupiter in Capricorn at 26 degrees. Saturn is sitting right on it. It's like commitment. So you want to have a full view of your future. You have to feel that whatever you've invested in a relationship, your job, your family, is going to bless you and bless them. Okay?
Mm. Yes.
You have both Neptune and Venus transiting through your seventh house of close personal relationships and marriage. And right now, Neptune has not set on this star in Pisces for 165 years. It's trining your part of fortune and your south node, which means you've been empty and you want to be filled. Okay?
Yes.
So I think it's important for you to know that Mars is only in Sagittarius every 2.5 years for 7 weeks. And Mars in the heavens above us is about to conjoin your Mars this week. But it's going to be squaring Neptune. So it's asking you, what do you envision? Is it real or is it an illusion? So you need to use your psychic stuff to step in without judgment, without predefinition, to see where this is going. You want a bottom line, but you have to understand that we are all in flux. We grow every day. And so it's the person that we love. There's a time coming together. This is a time of reevaluating. I think this is your time to take a good look at it.
Yes.
And I totally agree with Jacqueline. To see the value. But don't predefine it right now. Don't do that. Okay?
Okay.
Don't try and make it into something it's not. Love what it can be and what it is.
Right.
Because through those clear visions, those clear glasses, you'll see why this person came into your life and the benefit. Take it a day at a time. We're going to go through a Mercury retrograde this month. Don't pre-design. Wait until the end of March. See where it takes you. Be present in the moment and, you know what, enjoy. And then when you don't agree, understand. I think that's your best tact right now.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Well, we hope you do the best, because, you know, love is always good, no matter how it's defined, but you're looking for something specific.
Yes.
But no, this could also be a gift. Don't forget that part. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, love. Okay.
Thank you, ladies. That was so beautiful.
And
thank
keep
you
us posted.
Both. I sure will. Welcome. God bless you both. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Okay, God bless. Bye-bye.
You're so welcome.
Yeah. Sweet people. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 111, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, ladies. It's been a long time. Last time you read for me, you were right on target. So I'm glad you're back on the show. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And who are we speaking with?
Melissa, 11378.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Melissa, 11378, my birthday.
All right, let's take a look.
Gotcha. So, you have a question for us tonight?
Yes.
What would you like to know?
I'd like to know about, I met a new gentleman that I've been talking to, and in order for him to get my attention, we met through work, but we work on the weekends together. But he is, like, yesterday and today and the week before that, every 2-3 minutes, he has something to say to me. No matter if he goes, he comes back, or he's right behind me, or he questions me. And today, was talking to me, and he set me down. And anyway, so the question is, he's very deep and with passion. Do you see me Do you see this leading to marriage later in the future?
Do you have his birthday?
I know he's a Leo.
Do you still live in Austin, Texas?
Yes.
Do you still live in Austin? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Because you really need to get his birth time, okay? Or his birth date, at the very least, okay? And where he was born. Because, okay, Venus is dead on your south node today, okay? And that's in your seventh house of marriage and partnerships. I'm not surprised that you would be asking the question that you are asking today, because you are questioning. You're going back and reexamining. Your south node is all about the past. So you're going, am I doing the right thing? Am I not? And on the other side of that, in your fifth house of romance and dating, both Pluto and Saturn have just entered it. Okay, the sun's in it as well. So you're reexamining your love life of really what you want as far as romance and dating is concerned. This is a great time, and I'm going to take off a little bit of what Aphrodite said to the last girl, because this is about waiting out that Mercury retrograde to get your answer, okay? There's no other way around this that I can see, okay? I don't think you're going to envision or see if this is a real relationship until after Mercury goes direct. I think that's March 10th or something like that, or around there, is when it goes direct. What do you think after that?
Exactly. I agree. And I think that what I want to tell you that I like about this chart, hold on, my mouse stopped working. I've had all these technical problems today because Mercury is last degree of Aquarius, really. But what I'm seeing here, too, is what you saw, Jacqueline. And both Pluto and Saturn are entwined to your north node in your first house of who you are. So you want this to be a working relationship. And you have been feeling kind of empty, and you wanted something that was sensitive and kind, compassionate, a spiritual connection, not just about passion, not just about common interest. No, 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 no. You want much more than that. And I understand that. But at the same time, I would be pushing the envelope. I'd talk to the person. I'd find out more. And allow yourself to know that in this time period, you have too much energy in Scorpio to settle for less anymore, okay? And but I think this is worth investigating. I agree with Jacqueline on this score. You're a very independent person, aren't you?
Yes, 100%.
And that has to be acknowledged. But you're also very deep. So if you love someone, you'll be true even though you have to go and do your own thing. And if this man loves that about you, honey, you are golden. Okay?
Did you say he loves that? You saying he loves that about me?
If he does love that about you,
okay,
you're golden. I can't look at his charts. I don't have a time. So I can look at yours. Okay. I cannot look at his right now in detail. But if he likes your independence and he appreciates your depth, I would follow it through. Follow through until March, middle of March, when everything is direct again, and then make a new decision. Does he like to travel?
Me, yes.
How about him?
No.
He hasn't gone really far, probably like 300 miles from where he was born.
Okay. But you're going to want to travel, and you're going to want to open up to new philosophies. You want to grow spiritually, and I know
yes.
that. So
true.
Wait and see. Test the waters. Be kind. Appreciate what he offers. Don't look at the long term just yet. Wait until the middle of March, okay?
Until the middle of March. Real quick question. He asked me to look in his eyes, and then he gets really profound, like constantly. A lot. Is he trying to dominate me, or he's trying to read me? I don't get it.
Now, he wants you to see him, what he truly is, not what you project him to be. I think that's really cute he does that. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and here again, the eyes are the windows to the soul. And I agree with Apple Jack that what he's trying to do. Now, see, you have a Mercury in Sagittarius, okay? And that's one of the problems with that is that you have a tendency of, you know, you want to run deep, but you want a lot of reassurance before delving into that depth, okay? And it's the words and the communication and that intellectual stimulation that allow you to look deeper into him, okay? But until you're secure, and this is my point with that, until you're secure with this relationship, that will be uncomfortable. Because you have Venus conjunct Uranus, once you're sure of this relationship, you will delve into his eyes like you wouldn't believe. So your perspective of that may feel a little creepy right now, but on the other circumstances, once you can trust him, it'll really become something that's endearing to you. Okay?
Interesting. If you don't mind,
investigate.
Yes. Okay, I'll keep investigating. I am deep. You're right about that. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I will continue to check him out. And then, because he asked me a profound question, he wants pictures. Is that appropriate to ask?
I think it's okay because he wants to see if there's an attraction there. And that's fair.
Oh, okay.
That's fair. Yeah.
That's fair, okay.
And I would send him pictures where you're doing something. I wouldn't send him a still picture of something that you had created. I would send pictures with the things you love, doing the things you love.
Oh.
I would put your personality in those pictures for him because I think that would work out really well.
Interesting. Well, that would never occur. I'm so glad I called. Wow. The love doctor.
Well, we're glad to talk to you, honey. You keep us posted, okay? We have to go to the next caller now, right? Are you still there? Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Right. The Super Bowl is going on now, so we have a lot of people that are already dropped off. So let me see who's left here. It's crazy tonight. All right. Air code 951, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Nathaniel!
Yeah. How's it going? How's it going?
Doing well. Oh.
It's going.
Along.
We're happy to hear from you as always.
Yeah, I guess they got the Super Bowl going, so everybody, I don't know, is dropping off.
They're either making food or they're watching. Now, where in California are you again? I know you were born in Orange. Where are you now?
Sacramento, capital.
I thought so. Thank you. So what question did you have for us tonight, Nathaniel?
Well, I'm just kind of wanting to see what the weather is. Astrologically for me, I know the moon's in Taurus, but I'm kind of depressed. Is there something making me depressed out there?
Yeah, the sun is passing over your Chiron, okay, and it's going over.
How long has that been going on?
Oh, it's just coming within orb only I don't know, a few days now.
It's gonna be there for 2 weeks. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's passing over your midhaven, okay, during this period of time. And what it's there to do is inspire you, to shake you up and make you go, no, I'm not buying this. I need to move on for my own greater good. And I'm not going to feed into that illusion, okay? I know I feel it, but it's only a little illusion. And I'm going to not do that. I'm going to go over here and I'm going to do this. Mars and Sagittarius. Get up, get moving, do something, okay? I don't care what it is. And it will distract you, especially a walk in nature right now. Since you're in SAC, I don't know how much nature's there, but Get out in the open somewhere is what I'm going to tell you. What do you think, Alphabet?
Okay.
I agree. Look at this chart. I want to tell you a couple of things that you might be encouraged by. Uranus has not been in Taurus for 84 years. It moves roughly a degree a month. It's going to pass over your sun, not this year, but next year, because it goes forward, it retrogrades, it goes forward again. So 2021 is when you're really going to achieve the epiphany you seek, okay? And right now what's happening, too, is that because Mars is in Sagittarius now, it goes to Capricorn 2 days after Valentine's Day for 7 weeks. What it does that, that 7 weeks, it's going to trine all your planetary energy in Taurus. You're going to get more grounded. You're going to love what you're doing. You're going to appreciate the people that are tried and true in your world. This is a very illuminating cycle for the next couple of months for you. If I were you, I would just stop looking for the epiphany and rather have an attitude of gratitude about who you are, what you give, and those people that are tried and true. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Just, have that gratitude because, it really could be a lot worse. I have to look out there and, say, boy, I'm glad I'm me, even, rich or poor or whatever. And then there's a lot of people that are homeless right now. So, I count your blessings. I have a car and bed, so it's food to eat. So, a lot of people, some people are, been doing that good. But I'll be happy in a couple more weeks, I think. I'll be going back to work in another week or so. And, really don't want to go back, but it's probably going to make things, probably going to make things better and balance out things a little bit.
But Jupiter isn't trying to your Venus and your Mercury right now in Taurus. Your Mercury's retrograde. So you go back to something that you are secure with and you like the company or the contract you're dealing with. This could be a very amazing time as far as prosperity, okay? And know that Jupiter is the planet of good fortune and abundance. It went to Capricorn late last year. It's going to be there for a full year. It's trying all your Taurus stuff this year, all year long. So you need to know when to say no and when to say yes. And do that which not only benefits you, but others. And you're golden, by the way.
What does that mean? I'm golden?
Yep. You'll be very, very satisfied. You'll feel a sense of satisfaction every day at the end of the day. Yep.
In a couple more weeks.
Yep. It's coming. It's already there, but it's getting closer over the next couple of weeks. Yeah.
Okay.
See, things go into orbit. So you get that desire inside yourself, and then a couple weeks later, it manifests, and you feel it, you know it. See, you have a lot of fixed earth, so it's about you knowing it. It's not about your affirmations. It's not about your vision board. It's about inside yourself, you know it's a good opportunity. And go for that. Do that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. We're glad you called in.
Hey, thanks a lot. Have a good week.
All right, many blessings
to
you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We have so many beautiful people to call in here. It's great.
It is.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Echo 201, you're on the air. Hello? Are you there? Echo 201. Alrighty then. Just go go to the next one. Air code 901, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you ladies this evening?
Doing well,
Rita,
how are
you?
I
am good and grateful.
Awesome.
That's great.
I'm sorry, what did you ladies say?
And who are we speaking with?
Oh, this is Sylvia.
I knew
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing okay. We're hanging in there, doing the best we can, as fast as we can, as usual.
You all are doing a great, fantastic job, as usual.
Thank you so much.
And happy Super Bowl Sunday. Happy Sunday and happy Super Bowl Sunday.
Happy Super Bowl Sunday to you.
When's your birthday?
4-4-6-1.
She got it. I had somebody else. That's okay. We got you going on here. You're fine, girlfriend.
Okay. How's the weather where you ladies are?
Windy. Oh. 55 mile an hour gusts here in Roanoke, and it was great all day. 60 degrees here, warmer than normal, and now we have a windstorm coming in tonight. I had to bring all my stuff in from outside again. Seriously? I will do it. Do you still live in Memphis, Sylvia?
Yes, I am. I am still here. Oh, that reminds me what I wanted to talk to you about. Relocating. I didn't want to do my spiritual gifts. What will be cities and states that would be good for me to relocate in? It would be a good place for me to, like, set up shop and do what y'all doing, be it online or in person, and using my spiritual gifts as a career.
Okay.
and I'll be helping others as well. So, yeah.
Can I say something that's just...
Sure.
Not what you want to hear, but what you need to know.
Sure.
You're in your Saturn return right now.
Yes. Has it started?
You need to be international. It's not about where you live. It's how you reach out with our technology. You can do videos. You can do things online. You can do all this stuff. You don't really necessarily have to move. That's why I'm moving.
Okay.
Now, on the radio show, we only have a few minutes, so I can do a search for locations. I think Jacqueline can do that,
yeah,
too. Give you the top 50 in the country. But for right now, I want to let you know, with the Saturn return in your 10th house of your career and the purpose you came to create, honey, think larger, okay? Think larger. See about putting up things on YouTube, on Facebook, doing some videos, getting the website going, and market and put on all these cities that you like. So you can go there on location if you want to. Expand, because Jupiter's going to be there before the end of the year. What you create now, the time Jupiter hits your Saturn at the end of the year, you could be absolutely golden. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, you know, sometimes I have a little vibey kind of thing that goes along with what I do, okay? And I agree with Aphrodite. For us to really do an in-depth relocation, it takes a little bit more time than what we can do on the radio show, okay?
And
I agree that you might want to vibe things out to see what appeals to you. But with my little squirrely, vibey little thing here tonight, what do you think of somewhere a little west of Denver, Colorado?
I would love to go there.
Okay, because a little west of it, what it does is it puts your Mercury, your Sun, your Venus, all in your first house. Okay, it puts your Moon and your Neptune in your eighth house, which even enhances your psychic ability, and it puts your Mars in Cancer into your fourth house of your home. Okay, what mm-hmm. that makes that happen is it makes your home a little bit more stable. It really, everybody gets to see that beautiful psychic ability you have, because now all that stuff is right out in your first house for everybody to see. You have no focus.
Oh.
Okay. But
mm-hmm.
you have to stay true to yourself there, and you have to just be the unique person you are. But my little squirrel just decided to look that up, and I have to encourage you to at least investigate that area for
mm-hmm.
your own greater well-being. I think it could really transform and change your life in that general vicinity. But I agree, this is all about a time for you to set a new foundation as far as your talents are concerned, and I agree with Aphrodite. Get them out there in the public, whether it be through, you know, Facebook or any of the social media,
mm-hmm.
okay? Whether you start
mm-hmm.
YouTubing things, you know, and start putting things there, whatever you want to do, blog. I mean, there's so many different modalities. But you want to really get your word out there at this point in time, because you can really set yourself up for a great career with that, okay?
Okay.
Keep us posted. We want to know how you're doing, honey. Keep us posted, okay?
Most definitely. And when you spoke of Denver, Colorado, it was like, oh, my God, that is one of the places that I have seriously thought about relocating to. I just haven't gone yet, but it's still on the relocation list as far as going
with. It's on your bucket list, girl. Okay,
yes,
I get it.
Yeah. No, it's on the right now. No, it's on the right now list, Aphrodite. Yeah, on the right now. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Jack and Sontoria, this is wonderful.
Oh,
thank you
really
so much for calling us tonight. God bless you both.
Thank you. I appreciate you, ladies. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. Love you calling in. Keep us posted, honey, okay?
I sure will. Thanks for the reading. Talk to y'all soon.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. Good night.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Erica 604, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Thank you. It's Charlene from Vancouver area in British Columbia.
Hey, Charlene. How are you, honey?
I'm okay. I'm feeling guilty about money. I'm working on it, though. I had a couple of very good job interview things, so hopefully that will change soon, because money should be happening easier. Zach, I'm calling regarding my son, Zach. So he and I live together, and it's been pretty brutal at times. So, do you want his birth information?
Yes.
He is June 22nd, 95, born at 2:47 in the morning, as in 24/7.
June 22nd, I'm slower. June 22nd, what year?
1995, in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
And the time again?
2:47 a.m.
Dang.
Thank you so much. I don't have a TV, I'm never aware of what's going on unless I see it on social media stuff to do with Super Bowl nonsense. Not that there's something bad about football, but you know.
Thank you, James. What the Americans think of as entertainment.
Our world right now is, we're living in crazy, interesting, amazing times.
It is. I've been talking about this time for a long time, and we're here in it, and it's such a crazy experience. It's, you know, we're going to come out of this. It's going to be a great transformation and change, but what a crazy time we live in. This is time to where they'll write about us 100 years from now.
I'm sure, and that's resonating on my body as well, Jacqueline. It's utterly phenomenal. So we're in an absolute shift, and well into the feminine, right? So, and yeah, good. Difficult.
What would you like to know about your son?
Oh, it's hell living with him right now. And if I left him to his own devices, I'm 90, you know, I'm quite, I just, it feels very nervous for me because I don't want him to wind up dead, drugs, jail, you know, just, he's got so much rage in him right now, and it's all directed towards me. And really, I think I'm just a target, so.
You are. You are the target because he's raging at himself and frustrated with himself. He needs something to do. He needs to get his hands busy. He needs to do something with a passion is what I'm going to tell you. And this is a foundational shift, so he's really rumbling at this point in time. Uranus is conjunct his south node, and so he feels all this stuff from the past has come up in his face, and he's really pissed off, okay? And so you're his escape. You're his way of not having to face it or deal with it or do anything about it. Okay? Your son is a perfectionist by trade. I'm sorry to say that, but he has a Mars in Virgo. So if it can't be done exactly right, he's going to blow it up and make a whole mess out of everything. Okay? That's the time he needs a passion. He needs a creative outlet. His Mars natally is in his fifth house, okay? And it's something physical, whether it's working with clay, whether it's working with cars. I don't care what kind of physical activity it is of manufacturing something from a in a physical form. He needs to find a passion in that, okay? And that's what I would be looking for him, okay? What do you think, Aphrodite?
I'm pulling up things a little bit more detailed for just one moment. Let me just customize my new program here. I can make that happen. Wow.
Yeah. I did the same thing. Wow.
Saturn is right on Uranus in his chart right now.
Definitely on my ass. Not on your ass. He's on mine. It's awful. Awful. And I love him. And he loves
going on his Neptune right now. Wow. Okay. First of all, I want to tell you one thing. All you need to do is listen and be available.
Okay.
His Venus is sitting on Saturn. Okay?
Okay.
In his chart right now. And
okay.
He's trying to find his way, and he feels like you have a disconnect. So it's not about you trying to find a solution. It's about you just listening to him and asking him questions. So where do you want to be? What do you want to do? Don't try and make it better.
Okay.
Listen to him. Listen to him right now. Charles is amazing. There's a lot going on here. I put up a tri-wheel. I put, like, you in the center, him around you, and the planets above us tonight, as we're talking, around both of you. Mm-hmm. And he's not willing to admit it, but he does need you, my dear. Yes.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what you want to do is you want to say, well, what do you say about that? What do you want to do about that? Ask him questions to help him to look forward right now. Don't try and tell him what to do, because that will not work. It will not work right now.
Yeah.
But knowing you're his ally is the most important thing you can do for this young man.
Okay.
Say whatever you want to do. You can do anything you desire to do. You can do anything. And I'll help you do that which you desire. What is that? If you keep it pure and you keep it simple, it will go much better for both of you, honey. Truly.
Okay.
You really will. So just say, step in with me. Let's have a cup of tea or have a dinner or whatever you guys do together and say, all right, so what are you thinking and how can I help you? Tell me what you envision. Tell me what you see. He can't find himself right now.
Yeah.
And you know him better than anybody else. So he's really having a tough time. But I think in the end game, just being his ally and saying, you know what? You can do anything you set your mind to. I will back you up. It's going to make a world of difference, honey. It really is.
Okay.
It's going to be great. Don't worry.
Okay.
I can see in his chart, he can fall into the wrong group of people, but he's not that lame. Okay?
No.
In other words, he's making choices. It's not like he's a victim of the people that surround him. No, he makes a choice to go in there. Let's be real, okay? But at the same time, he does not want that to take over his life either. He's very creative on many levels. He does have a critical degree Aries moon on the cusp of Taurus, and Uranus passed over that over the past couple of months. So he wants to ground his power, but he doesn't want to lose his fire. So that's where he is right now. Okay?
Okay.
And so just stand with him. It's the best advice I can give you with this one. Okay? What do you think, Jacqueline? Am I right or not?
You're right.
I agree. Again, patience at this point in time, and realize half of what he says, he doesn't believe himself. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So,
you know,
don't take it personally. You know, really, the rage is there. Don't take it personally. Again, your job is to step back and be exactly like what Aphrodite said. Okay, let's let you look at this. The field is open for you. Let's make you find what answer would make you happy. You know, and it's delving in and asking him questions. So I agree 100% with her about that.
Okay.
And keep us posted. We're here to help you and stuff. And like I said, if you want to call us for a longer thing and look more detail into these things, we're here for you. Our numbers are all over Blog Talk, and we're on Facebook too. But if you want to look at more detail, you just let us know, and we'll step in with you. You know.
Thank you.
You're a referred client. You know, we'll give you discounts, and we'll help you any way we can. Okay, don't worry about it. Okay.
Thank you, darling. I know I've had you're outstanding and helped so much, so much. I'm grateful you do what you do.
Be strong as the mom, but also be the best friend right now. Okay.
Okay, I can do that.
Right, love you, girl.
All right, well, ladies, have a wonderful evening. I'll speak with you again.
You yourself.
God bless.
Stay in there.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, it's almost the top of the hour, so we should tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. This has been the Illumination Station, and have a blessed day, and call us if you need us. We're here for you every Sunday night from 6 to 7. God bless. A sweet night.
Have a good week.